The Shalom Aleichem, Friday night, we enter a special realm. We know that we are bound by time and space. We know that there are dimensions that bind us. And sometimes we can go beyond the dimensions of time and space. And our sages teach us that every person has two angels that accompany him. And those two angels sometimes comment on what we do. If the congregation is in mourning and a person takes no heed, he's partying. So the Talmud says those two angels put their hands on his head and say, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, you didn't participate with the congregation when they were mourning. You should not merit to see when they rejoice. And on the contrary, if a person joins in the congregation when they're saddened, he partakes of their sadness. So then the two angels that accompany him place their hands on his head and say, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, you partook of the congregation's sorrow. You should merit to see when things are better. So in different areas in halacha, we encounter these angels. And the Talmud teaches us that when it says in Parshas Vayishlach, at the end of Parshas Vayeshev, when it says that Yaakov approached the land of Israel, so he was approached by angels, and there was a meeting of angels, and he named the place Machanaim, that is the conclusion of Parshas Vayeshev, that he had a meeting of angels, and so he called it two camps, Machanaim, because the two camps met. So Chazal tell us, when Yaakov left the land of Israel in Parshas Vayetze, and he had the vision of the ladder, so he saw the angels of Israel had accompanied him. He was leaving Chutzlaretz, so they're going up the ladder, and the angels of Chutzlaretz are coming down to accompany him in Chutzlaretz. When he was coming back to the land of Israel after almost 22 years, after being in Laban's house, so now he's coming back with the angels of Chutzlaretz at the end of Parshas Vayeshev, and he encounters the angels of Israel that will accompany him. And so when there's the meeting of these two camps, so he names the place Machanaim, the meeting of camps. So we see that even though a person has angels that accompany him, there are different angels in Israel and in Chutzlaretz. By the same token, every week we enter Shabbat. We enter a day in which we're in a different sphere. This isn't one of the days of the week, as we learned last week in the Netivot Shalom. It's like Noach's Ark. We're entering a different sphere. There's a flood, there's turmoil all around. There are the 6 days before Shabbos, the 6 days after Shabbos, and Shabbos is its own entity. And so the Hashgacha Pratit and the connection we have with the Ribon Shalom, the angels that accompany us on Shabbat, are totally different than the angels that accompany us all week long. And so when we enter our homes with the Shabbos atmosphere, we welcome those angels and we say, Shalom Aleichem, welcome to those angels. There are different tunes, and the tune that we'll sing now is an ancient Yekish tune. Lately it's been adopted by the Breslov Hasidim, and it's known as a Breslov tune. But the truth is that long before Breslov was around, this tune was around. By the Germanic Jews in Yekishville, right, in Germany. So the tune goes as follows. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each stanza is repeated three times. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech Malchei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boach
Malachem Leshalom, Malachem Yashalom, Malachem Elyon, Mimelech Malchei Amlachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Malachem Leshalom, Malachem Yashalom, Malachem Elyon, Nilelech Malchei Amnachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem Neshalom, Malachei Yashalom, Malachei Enyon, Mimelech Malchei Amnachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So you guys got the hang of the tune. Set up Ezrat Shem, Wednesday night, we'll learn a different tune.